الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jiha, we thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is our provider, sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions Alayhi Muridwan. Marhaba once again, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers. And I should say I am in the company of our respected and honorable guest for this morning, who is none other than respected honorable Maulana Noshad Attari Sallamahul Bari, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we shall move towards our discussion, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, as he is with us. Our discussion for today, dear viewers, is adopt the beautiful quality of politeness. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, how should one become polite? How should one adopt this quality and characteristic? How should one behave in situations whereas he is put into a situation whereas he has to, he is upsetted, he has lost his temper, or he is about to cause a problem for himself or for others? During such a situation, how should one come out of it, and how can one follow the sunnah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is a very, very, very important discussion, should I say, for it has to deal and do with almost every person's life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So though we know it is an important quality that we should have, so what can we say about this? What are the ayat of the Holy Quran, yani the verses in the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of the pious predecessors, yani the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, and the awliya and salihin, the friends of Allah azza wa jalla, is all before us. Inshallah, we are going to extract lessons from their lifestyle and we are going to try and implement, because this is character building, inshallah azza wa jalla. This is what we call character building. This is what we call rectifying ourselves and the people of the entire world. This is the aim and objective of your Da'wat Islami. This is the slogan which we make at the end of every program. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Be with us till the end of the program and learn more about it. Let's commence with this beautiful narration with regards to Durood and Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the peace of our hearts and mind. The most generous and kind Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in a hadith, the person who recites 50 times Durood upon me, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So form the habit of reciting Durood and Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now, without any further delay, let us welcome our senior personality in our program, who needs no introduction, Mawlana Hafiz Noshad Attari Sallamahul Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Mawasab, how is the day treating you?
Alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful day here in Sunnyside, Sufi Nagar, Durban, South Africa, mashallah. And, you know, this is one of those topics that we all should listen very attentively to. Because this applies to each and every one of us. And as you rightfully said, this is about also character building, politeness. And this is one of the things that we teach in our Madrasatul Madinas, Jamiatul Madinas. So not just teaching knowledge of deen, but also giving training to the students, whether males or females, that to become a good Muslim, practicing Muslim, upright member of society. And politeness is part and parcel of that. It shows a person's mannerism, a person's character, a person's akhlaq as well. And Alhamdulillah, we have too many role models to teach us and to show us how to develop our character, how to develop this beautiful concept and quality of politeness as well.
Alhamdulillah. We make dua, Muasab, that by the end of today's program, inshallah, Zawajalla, we are blessed with this quality, Muasab, inshallah, to increase and enhance this if we do have it. And for those who know that I need this, inshallah, work towards this quality. Yani, make dua for it and read the seerah of the Holy Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why we say this, Muasab, as we just mentioned very beautifully, that there are so many role models out there, lakin. There is one role model, Muasab, which the Quran has guided us to, and that is none other than our universal Nabi, yani your Nabi, our Nabi, Janabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Quran has, commented on his blessed character, Muasab, the Quran has praised his character. Uh-huh. Yani how great and how excellent and what a lofty station our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds Mawlana Sahib for. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he himself, yani the creator, praises his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not one place, Muasab, there are many ayat and verses in the Holy Quran Pak. At one place, he Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allahu Akbar. Yani, Muasab, at this place here, once again, Allah Azza wa Jalla in this verse praises the outstanding characteristics, character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go through the translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, go through the tafsir of Siratul Jinan, and study and learn, subhanallah, how beautifully Allah Azza wa Jalla expresses, praises the characteristics and akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You know, Asam, it's surprising that even today where there's abundant information ready at the touch of your fingertips, but still Muslims, or many of them out there, are still looking for somebody that who can I imitate and emulate in my life? Because now everybody wants success. So what is the concept of your success? And how do you achieve, how do you attain success? So they're looking for maybe a business role model or somebody who's a good parent figure, something like this. They're looking for it, or they're searching for it. And we have the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah Azza wa Jalla guides us towards.
Subhanallah. And for this reason, Muasab, he says, Bu'istu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent for the completion of good mannerism. It is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we have everything, but this blessing or this politeness, which we really admire when you see somebody who got politeness, it is through the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muasab, time is always of the essence, and we always fight for time. Can Muasab, present any example from his blessed life? Yes, there are so many examples, Muasab, but such example which demonstrates or speaks about his politeness, Muasab.
Okay, I'm going to mention this narration, but I want the viewers and listeners out there to listen carefully and to derive a lesson from this. That from today, inshallah, I'm going to work on building my character. I'm going to work on my politeness as well. Because politeness, if you are polite with people, automatically, under general circumstances, they will be polite to you. If a person is polite to others, you develop a very healthy relationship, whether it's with your spouse or your parents or your children or your siblings or the general masses out there. Nobody wants to be around a rude person. Nobody wants to be around a person who, engages in obscenities and vulgarism. Okay, you'll get a section of society where they enjoy listening to all the filth, right? That besides those people there. Otherwise, nobody wants to be around a person who's always grumpy and sour. Somebody who's smiling, somebody who's polite, somebody whose mannerism is refined. And this is what our deen teaches us. So, subhanallah, one day, Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'ana radiallahu anhu, Sahabi Rasul. But at one stage, he was a great scholar of the Torah. Before accepting Islam. So he buys some dates, some khajur from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so there's a few days left for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last Prophet of Allah, to give him those khajur upon the agreed date. But he comes a few days before. He approaches the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in front of a large gathering, he starts to demand for his khajur. There's few days left for him to receive it, but he comes a few days before and he starts demanding in front of a large gathering of people. And he is, very harsh in his words. He's abrupt. He's staring at the Prophet with rage, with anger. And he's pulling at the shawl, the blessed shawl of Nabi, his blessed qamis. He's pulling at it. Where's my khajur? Where's my dates? Abruptly. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, second Khalifa of Islam, he's standing there. He says, "Oh enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal, what is wrong with you? How are you talking like this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not here, I would have finished you. Allahu Akbar. That's Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that, oh Umar, what are you saying? You're supposed to be encouraging me to give what is due to him. You're supposed to be encouraging him to ask for it in a polite manner.
Subhanallah.
In this way, you'll be benefiting him and myself as well. Allahu Akbar. This is the humbleness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Umar radiallahu an, give him, go and give him his khajur, his dates, and give him a little bit extra. He proceeds and he goes to Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'ada radiallahu an, gives him his khajur and more. So Zayd bin Sa'ada radiallahu an says, oh Umar, why did you give me more than what is due to me? He says, no, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that because I was staring at you and I made you frightened from what I was seeing. So to make you happy and please, I'm giving you extra.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So Zayd bin Sa'ana asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, do you know who I am? He said, I'm Zayd bin Sa'ana. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu replied that, are you the same Zayd bin Sa'ana who is a great scholar of the Torah? He said, yes. Then how did you talk so disrespectfully to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How you are doing those things? Zayd bin Sa'ana radiallahu anhu said, actually, O Umar, the thing is this. I read all the qualities of the last Prophet of Allah in the Torah. And I found all of those qualities in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Besides two signs.
Achha.
And I decided to test him to see if these signs are also there. One sign is that his politeness will always be dominant. And if he's faced with rudeness and evilness, his politeness will increase. Subhanallah. So I tested him. And these two signs are also found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I bear witness that he is indeed the last Prophet of Allah. He then goes to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accepts Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ulama, our mashayikh have cautioned us that if you are polite to people, you can change their lives. If you are polite to them, you can bring them closer to the deen. In particular, not just muballighin and muballighat, but every Muslim out there. Because in many instances in the history of Islam, in the history of the world, people became Muslims because of the good character of the Muslims. People became Muslims because of the politeness of Muslims. So imagine if a person is out there and forcing people to do things that they don't want to do, or swearing them, scolding them, screaming at them. You don't want to be around that person. You don't want to be around a person who's negative. So we are taught, even in psychology as well, if you want to develop a good rapport and relationship with an individual, politeness is one of the key qualities that can help you to influence them towards goodness. Because if you're always negative and you're talking negative and you're sour, and you know, nobody wants to be around that individual because that will rub off into them. It will give them a negative mind as well. But our deen, our Islam, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, all these pious predecessors, they teach us through their character, through their words also. There was a person who came to one of the Sahaba Ikram and said that, you know, I know that you commit these sins. In front of other people, he's saying this. Yeah. What's the reaction? What would be my reaction? If somebody came, I'm sitting with my friends or family or others and says, hey, you're a great sinner, you do this and you do that. I'll get angry, I'll get upset, especially if I don't do those things. You know, I'll roll up my sleeves and get ready. But what is the reaction of that Sahabi? That Sahabi said that you are aware of that sin. Allah Azza wa Jal has covered my other sins, which you are not aware of. So this is the reaction.
Allah.
You know, not scolding, not shouting back, not swearing back, vulgarism, obscenities, no. But understanding that, you know what, as a Muslim, I have a responsibility. I can either bring that person close or chase that person away. And that person is not only one person. That's a nasl we're talking about. Behind that person is a family. So either you can bring that person and their family close towards the deen, or you can chase him and his family away from the deen.
So Mawasab, you know, all these examples that you have given so beautifully from the waqia of Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu
anhu,
we learn that Rasulullah sallam forgiven him despite his insulting Mawasab, despite his harsh words for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how Nabi Pak forgave him, forgiven him. And this is what I'm saying, Mawasab, that forbearance actually gives birth to tolerance.
Yes.
If a person learns to forgive, then tolerance is that you can still take revenge, but you still forgive. Though you can take revenge and you forgive. So you forgave, that is your forbearance, that you can forbear people. You have this in you that, mashallah, you can forgive people. fine, mashallah. But tolerance isn't higher than that for Mu'asab. Yes. You can take revenge from the person, but you still forgive. Mm-hmm. Allahu Akbar. And this is the andaz and the style of the master of both worlds, Mu'asab. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, in his poetry, he says so beautifully,
sabse aala aala hamara nabi sabse baala aala hamara nabi kya khabar kitne taare khile chup gaye kya khabar kitne छुप गए पर न डूबे न डूबा हमारा नबी पर न डूबे न डूबा हमारा नबी
सो मुआसब वइन्नका लअला खुलुकिन अज़ीम वी हैव Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our role model. He is our master. He is our intercessor. He is the reason for the existence of this planet and universe. And dear viewers of Madani channel, look at his andaz of adopting politeness when he would speak to people. Not once. Throughout his blessed life, before the announcement of prophethood and even after the announcement of prophethood, until his last very breath in this physical world, dear viewers, before he made parda from this dunya, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted politeness throughout his blessed life. And he changed the hearts of thousands of companions through his politeness, through his blessed smile, through his mubarak andaz, through his akhlaqi mubarakah. So many uncountable people, Mu'asab, came into the folds of Islam due to his andaz and style. So
whoever came in contact with him, Hazrat, they were mesmerized by his politeness. Mesmerized by his akhlaq and his character.
Subhanallah.
You know, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, one of the great benefits, and this is especially to parents out there, or even grandparents, that one of the great benefits that you will have in applying the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your life, in emulating him who is the best of creation, in imitating him, is that your offspring will witness this, your offspring will see this, especially little kids, because they are copy and paste, you know, like they are like blank sheets. Whatever you write in them, that's what's going to be registered in their mind.
Mashallah.
Imagine if you are eating according to sunnah. They're looking at this. They don't understand, most things they don't understand. But things are getting into their mind, into their memory. They're looking, they're listening. And you know, eventually they start copying these things. My mother, my father is, you know, sneezing and saying, Alhamdulillah. So they start practicing upon this. My mother and father, they are talking, you know, with nice words, with, you know, polite words and with the very gentle words, not screaming and shouting and, you know, vulgarism and swear words and what have you. So they pick up on these things, right? And then in between you also, this is part of the training that they receive. This is an indirect training where you don't even tell them anything, but just by you just, you know, practicing sunnah, they are looking and they are listening. And they start to emulate because they don't know how to do things. Kids that are growing up, small, you know, infants especially, they don't know how to do, what to do, how to do it. But they are looking at their parents and their grandparents. Oh, they're doing it like this. So they start to emulate it. So this is one of the great benefits that if we apply this, the sunnah and you know, the beautiful characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in speech, in word, in deed as well. And even how we think. I mean, we are looking for people out there that, you know what, this is a person who is successful. True success is if a person leaves this world with iman, that is success, Huzur. If a person can have all the worldly success in the world, but if he left without iman, what success he got? What profit he got? What benefit he got? Nothing. Because all of the investments that he made in this world, all of the influence that he had in this dunya, it will end once he ends, once his life ends. But in the hereafter, in the qabr and hereafter, that's where we will see who was truly successful, who really has that high status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So my aim must be this, that I must strive to reform myself. That's where I'm going to start. And this is what Dawsami teaches us.
Mashallah.
Start with yourself and then with your family and then your community as well.
That's how it starts, Mu'asab.
Yes,
that's how it ends. So yes, dear viewers, as our Maulana Sahib, mashallah, has given us these Madani pearls, it's for our reformation. So So just focus on this, whether you're a ruler, yani, you know, Masab, every person that's in charge is going to be questioned to his subject,
yeah,
right? So
true.
If Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you power, if you're a husband, if you're a father, if you're an employer, if you're a boss of the company, for example, Masab, you know, whatever relationship you have, as long as you are in a relationship, you will be questioned about it. So if you are a person who cannot bring your anger into your own control, and rather you let your anger take control of you yourself, you are in a danger zone. I mean, look at the Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator. Look at our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guiding his kaleem, yani Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam.
Alayhi salam.
His prophet.
Ji.
Allah Azza wa Jalla guides Musa alayhi salatu wa salam in Surah Taha in these words. He Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعِلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى.
Translation from Kanzuliman Sharif Mohsab. So speak to him gently in hope that he may reflect or have some fear.
Allahu Akbar.
Speak to who, Mohsab? Fir'aun. Fir'aun who
Allah,
claimed to be a khuda. Fir'aun who caused so much of chaos on this earth, Mu'asab. Fir'aun who caused so much of trouble to the Nabi and Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Despite all of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla is commanding his Prophet, speak to him with politeness. Your daughter, your son, your husband, or your wife, your children, your siblings, your sisters, your brothers, your friends and families, whoever you want to rectify. You have an issue to sort out with your employer, with the employee, whoever the person is. Remember, the only solution, Mohsab, to solve any problem is with politeness.
Yes.
If the person opposite you is speaking harshly, he's swearing in return, have sabr. This is what Rasulullah did, Sallallahu and he changed people through sabr.
Yes, absolutely.
Mohsab, look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla, despite Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, making so much of mischief,
Allah
looks at him with mercy. He claims to be God, but yet Allah looks at him with mercy, or sends his Nabi towards him with mercy, that don't be harsh so that he can accept Islam. So what about the person who regards Allah as creator?
Allah.
What about the one who believes in the oneness of Allah? So why wouldn't Allah shower his rahmah and his mercy upon the one who believes in the oneness of Allah? For the one who did not believe, yet Allah dealt with him with politeness. And he sent his prophet to him with politeness.
Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Min rahmatillah. No matter how bad a person's character is,
Allahu Akbar.
No matter how far they are away from the deen of Islam, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Quran, as long as you are alive, you know, there's always a chance.
Ji.
There's always a way back.
Ji, Mohsab.
If I may just continue on that narration, Huzur.
Ji, Mohsab.
It's mentioned also in the tafsir, in the commentary.
Ji.
That what a deal Fir'aun had.
Ji.
But he blew it, Huzur.
Acha.
That Allah Azawajal had mentioned to Musa alayhi salam, that tell him that you will stay young forever. Until you die, you'll stay young. You won't grow old. You'll always remain king. Just leave this, you know, notion that you are God and people must worship you and worship Allah Azza wa Jal.
So khana, peena, food, drinks, luxuries, whatever he has will be with him.
Will be with him and he'll always remain
Allahu
young.
Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So he was thinking, he was impressed with this, you know. And he said, okay, I can only make a decision when my minister Haman comes. And you see, this is also now, Haman now came and said, what are you talking about? You are a god, na'uz billah. People are worshipping you. Why you want to worship somebody else? And then Fir'aun, he agreed to that and he didn't accept Iman. Now imagine, this is the effect of bad company. Bad company can destroy you, can destroy your character, Huzur.
Allahu
really.
Akbar.
If you are sitting with a bunch of people who are alcoholics, if you are sitting with drug addicts, you're going to end up doing that. Even if you don't, if you're very lucky and you don't, somebody sees you that, hey, this guy sits with the alcoholics in the bar. This guy goes to the clubs and the pubs. This is the guy that sits with the drug dealers and drug addicts. They don't want to do anything with you then.
Because you're damaging
your own character.
Character.
You are damaging your own, you are removing that politeness and that goodness from you by hanging around with the filth, the dregs, what they call the dregs of society. So Haman, because of his influence, this is what happened to Fir'aun. He died without Iman. No possibility of Jannah. Today, who am I sitting with? Who's my friend circle? My circle of friends? That's a thing we need to ask ourselves. From that, I can determine what kind of station I will be in on the Day of Judgment. Because a person will be raised with those whom he loves. Who do I love?
Allah.
Do I love Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I love Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah? Or do I love those who are going to the pubs and clubs and drugs and cinemas and, you know, doing all these filthy things.
Astaghfirullah. May Allah forgive us, Muhasab.
Allahumma
ameen. May Allah grant us tawfiq to repent from all our sins, Allahumma major or minor.
Ameen.
But Muhasab, since you spoke about the cycle of friends, I shall just mention the saying and teaching of Sayyidina Bishr al-Hafi, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, whose blessed shrine and Mazari Mubarak is in Iraq. In Baghdad Mualla. What a beautiful, beautiful Ruhani Mazar of Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali. Aap farmate hain, what he says. He says, find good friends for yourself. Allahu Akbar. Find good friends for yourself. When you come across a friend who supports you in matters of the hereafter, strengthen your friendship with him. When you find him that he is guiding you in matters related to the hereafter, he says then, strengthen your bond with him because he is the friend that you need. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us good friends. Muhasab, an example from the life of Amir al-Sunnat, if you could give, Muhasab, with regards to the early days of sabr and patience. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah. MashaAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla extend his shadow above our heads.
Amen.
And he is our guiding light and lamp, MashaAllah. When he was on his way preaching Islam and how many difficulties he went through, Muhasab. Through every part of his life, he demonstrated politeness. Aaj Dao Islami kahan hai, Muhasab? Ye sara ka sara to Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Fuyuzum hi ka to barkate hain. MashaAllah, through Nigrani Shura, through Arakin Shura, through their efforts and hard works of the Muballigs, MashaAllah, who have been pushed by the seniors and MashaAllah, who have been trained by the seniors.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for such a fragrant and beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan. Ey Dawat Islami, teri dhoom machi ho. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant more success to this fragrant movement of Quran and
Allahumma
Sunnah
Ameen.
And for you to continue supporting this movement, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So Ji Muhasab, from the life of Amir al-Sunnat.
Very quickly, there was an incident where a person comes to Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah and he's a zimmedar, a responsible person, Imam al-Sharif, Dari Sharif, everything. And he says, Bapa Jan, do you remember me? He says, explain to me.
Ji.
He says, long time ago, I was a youngster standing outside the masjid. And I saw you coming, you were walking and coming. And to play a trick or joke on you, I asked you that, I want to take you to the cinema to watch a movie. Na'uzubillah. So Amir al-Sunnat said that time, I don't watch movies.
Then he's inviting Bapa Jan, Amir
to watch a movie at the cinemas. So Bapa Jan, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Aliyah says, I don't watch movies, but since you gave me an invitation, I'm giving you an invitation. Come, I invite you towards our Sunnah-inspired ijtima.
Subhanallah.
So it's a long story, but Alhamdulillah, he attended and he got so inspired by that. He stayed in the environment of Dawud Islami and then he tells Bapa Jan in the present era that same youngster was myself. But today, mashallah, because of your blessings and your invitation to the Sunnah-inspired ijtima, I have left all of those bad actions and I've grown the sunnah of the beard
Allah,
and I've
Imam Allah,
al-Sharif
Allah.
And I'm doing dini kaam as well, subhanallah. So politeness. Amir al-Sunnat could have said, you know who I am? I'm Ali Madin and and the Marines could have, no, rather, I don't do that there. Come, I invite you for this. Politeness, you can change people's lives, Huzur. Really, you can change people's lives.
And many Muballighs who follow this style of Amir al-Sunnat, Muhasab, they also encountered such situations
and they
immediately adopted the same style of Amir al-Sunnat and the result and the outcome of that was that those people also entered and came into the mahol and environment of Da'awat Islami, subhanallah, and became muballighs of the time.
Copying good is good itself. That is the most effective way of approaching people. Politeness, kind words, that helps people.
Jazakallah, Muhasab, for this amazing time that you spent with us, Muhasab, for accepting this invitation and being here on this program, the early echo, and for all the viewers out there who have watched today's program, may Allah bless you. Let's leave, let's end on this note that we need this quality of politeness. Handle matters. When you are to make a decision, do not make a drastic decision in the state of anger. Apne gusse ko apne kabu mein rakhe. There are places when you should be angry. There are places when you should not be angry. There are times when you should be angry. We will have another discussion on this, dear viewers of Madinay Channel, at another time, inshallah. For now, we have come to the end of the program and we want to end on this note that this is the fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, which has reformed many, many brothers out there throughout the globe. Attend our ijtima'at of Da'awat Islami, Sunnah-inspired programs, and you shall attain lots of blessings, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. We shall be back with another episode, same time, same place, only on your Madani channel. We thank our respected Mu'asa once again for joining us. Barakallah. And we request our viewers out there to make dua for the Ummah at large. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, kindly remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance.